streak in the world, and it is worth fighting for. It is worth bleeding for. And if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
What up, what up, what up, America? Wow, that was a quick one.
That was my bad. Well, I jumped the gun on that one. just a little bit.
What's going on, everybody? It is Monday.
Yes, it is.
Today, this is the first time in a long time that I've had just simply two people. Go to the dual shot, Todd, here. Yeah, it's just me and Hot Seat Todd.
Just us.
Here, can we show the depressing scene of Tony's?
It's so sad. Tony's nothing there.
There's nothing there for Tony. Tony is on vacation because I guess we get to take those.
What's a vacation?
I missed the memo, and more importantly, I missed the invite to go on the vacation. But we got a big jam-packed show today. Also, this is a jam-packed week.
So today,
literally, and this is probably going to happen immediately after this show, but the Supreme Court is going to rule on Donald Trump's immunity case today. It is expected to come down. This is how they do it. It says at 10 a.m., but the way they do it is they release a bunch of rulings throughout the day. Just like Roe v. Wade, it'll be the last one that they release. Yep. But either way, so tomorrow we're going to be talking about that, setting up the evening of Super Tuesday. We're going to talk about what that means today. And then Wednesday we'll have the Super Tuesday results. Hopefully Nikki Haley drops out by then. But what we have to talk to you about today is the fact that Trump ran the hat trick on Nikki Haley. Missouri, Michigan, Idaho. But Nikki Haley did end Trump's undefeated streak. She did win the swamp-infested area of Washington, D.C. If there was ever more of a death blow of why you should not vote for Nikki Haley, D.C. wants Nikki Haley to be the Republican nominee. Over the weekend, we saw all of these videos of the actual indoctrination and just infiltration of our military, this transgender cult, okay? Mm. Because that's what it is. It's not a lifestyle. It's not a love. It's a cult that is infecting in a demonic way our military. We have exclusive videos of pronouns and inclusions of men pretending to be women that are now in charge of troops.
Ooh, man.
We have a lot of things to talk about today, but first, properly, Hot Seat Todd is here today, and you still
new buttons. Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, and last but not least, business out of the way first. You know how this goes. We need you to hit that like button. The more you hit the like button, the more people see this video. Also, if this is your first time watching, make sure to hit that follow button. Comment in the live chat. Do you think Nikki Haley winning D.C. proves that she's actually a Democrat? Blow the chat up, yes or no. Is Nikki Haley actually a Democrat? A Trojan horse in disguise? Absolutely, she is 100% a Democrat. I don't care what anybody says. Blow the chat up, is Nikki Haley a Democrat? And then last but not least, share this with a hater.
Because they need it.
Because they need it. And we're here to upset people on a daily basis. Also, it is not required. But if you want to donate to what we do here, you can ask, they're called Rumble Rants, but you can donate what I like to call them as super questions, $5 or more donation. And we will answer your questions specifically, at parts of the show. So we'll go in the middle and then at the end. And also if you donate $100 or more, you're going to email Todd at dearamericamedia.com and we're going to send you something special and signed in the mail. That will give you something to burn for firewood, actually. That's how much it's worth.
Very nice.
But you can help support the show, and it keeps us independent. So God bless you guys. Let's get into it as we go. Okay. Let's see. So this first thing is Lakin Riley's, okay? Lakin Riley's mother finally speaks out about the avoidable tragedy of her daughter. For those of you who need a reminder, Lakin Riley was the University of Georgia, correct?
Correct. Student Nursing student.
Was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant. What do they want us to call them now? Newcomers?
Newcomers.
Newcomers.
They're called newcomers.
Brutally murdered by a newcomer. All right. Lake and Riley's mother, Allison Phillips, on Saturday shared a public message for the first time since her daughter's February 22nd murder, calling it an avoidable tragedy. Yeah, go figure. Riley is a 22 nurse student. Okay, here we go. Quote, as I sat down to write this message, I really just have no words. My family has faced the most devastating, unimaginable loss that anyone could ever be forced sick to endure. I'm not sure what that means. I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for being with me and my family during this heartbreaking time. I encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I give him all the glory for getting us through this. Is there more to her quote?
Yeah, there's more. I'm trying to get down.
There you go. Okay. She added that it would be really easy to lose our faith in mankind because of this senseless and avoidable tragedy, but said her family had received an overwhelming amount of love, support, and help during what she described as a horrific nightmare. Can we go back up to the beginning really quick here? I'm curious your thoughts on this. I want to take a moment because this is a Christian show. And I know some people get upset when we talk about this stuff, but the fact that this mother, who has experienced one of the most unnatural things that you can experience in our world, and that's burying your child, okay? It's not natural. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. Our children are supposed to bury us. Mm-hmm. That is the natural way of life. Her mother, who is facing a completely avoidable tragedy, okay, closed the border. That's it. By closing the border and simply doing our job of protecting American borders and the sovereignty of our country, this could have been avoided. Her daughter would still be alive. But what does she do when she finally has an opportunity to speak? She wants everyone to know that she wants to thank her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and she encourages everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You see, when we have a relationship with the Lord, even in the worst of circumstances, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. When we have a personal relationship with the Lord, we realize that every opportunity we have, although what may seem bad in the moment, is an opportunity to testify and have a testimony to others. It's very important. I believe Lakin had a relationship with the Lord because of the relationship that her mother has with the Lord. Tomorrow's not promised to us, ladies and gentlemen. We have no idea what tomorrow will hold. So you need to take this opportunity now to find Jesus. If you have known the Lord in the past, but you're not sure where you are today, I pray every morning. This is the prayer I pray. Let you in to an intimate thing. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, stop with the religion. Just get to the Paul. I now know this is a Christian show and I will never apologize for my faith.
That's a fact.
And I will never stop talking about Jesus because some of you don't want to hear about it. You can always click off the show. Every morning, I pray this, Lord, forgive me for the sins I've done and those that I don't know that I've done.
Or will.
Okay? Forgive me for the sins, both known and unknown, that I do. Lord God, please come into my heart and make me new every single day. Because I know I'm not worthy. I know I've failed you. And I know I'm not due your grace and your love and your mercy. But please, God, forgive me. Come into my life and lead me anew today. I pray that every morning, literally every morning, and I believe that everybody else should too.
Agreed.
All right, that's all we got on that story here. Oh goodness, let me catch up to the thing here. If you agree that Jesus is the one true, or that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the one true God, the Holy Trinity, that He saves absolutely 100%. Give me a yes or a hallelujah in the chat. Blow it up. All these
love
Jesus
it.
Haters in the show. Okay, here we go. Mom. Okay, so here we go. Can you Google really quick while we talk about this? Transgenderism is a disease. It's a demonic disease that is taking over. Google the odds of a child being transgender.
Okay.
There you go. Blow it up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Blow it up for the Lord. Look at that. Jesus, baby. Woo! How many thousands of people could find the Lord today? Think about that. Hit this share button. Think about that. If you need the Lord in your life, if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, now is your chance, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see.
Now is your chance.
Well, you've got right now 0.6.
Okay, perfect. There we go. Okay. The chances of being transgender is 0.06% chance. Mm-hmm. Okay. But somehow this mama here has four children.
All four.
That are now transgender. We're going to play this clip. It is disturbing. And let's just, in 2022, our twin daughters came to us and told us they didn't feel like the genders they were given were truly them. First of all, remove this woman's kids immediately.
Period.
Okay. Look, it's like your 13-year-old coming to you and like, mom, dad, you know, I had sex with a boy and we, you know, we filmed it. That's learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They just come up with that idea. You know what I'm saying? Like kids don't just come up to you and like, oh, I don't think I'm the gender that I'm supposed to be. No, that's you.
Yep. That's a fact.
That's you.
That's a fact.
You did that. What are you talking about? Your mm-hmm. parent or your children mirror you. Our children mirror our behavior.
Fact.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Children mirror the behavior mm-hmm. of their parents. So if your child is coming to you saying, I'm a girl, but I feel like a boy, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't your kid. Never. Yep. Okay? It's like racism.
Yeah, I was just fisting to say
children
that.
Children are not racist. Children don't see color.
They don't.
You do.
They do not.
And you push that upon your children, the end. All right. Again, 0.6% chance that your children are transgender.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady's got four. If you believe this is child abuse, comment yes or no in the comments while we watch this video play. Our son told us he was transgender, and our child told us they didn't feel like a boy or a girl. Look at this.
Imagine that green.
And wearing mask.
A house built out of stone.
I trusted them, and from that day on, our family changed in the most beautiful way. Pause! I had an interaction with Tim Pool talking about this. Is that you trusted your child? That they know better than you what their gender is. I have a 12-year-old. I said this. I'm repeating it. Exact quotes. That still believes that there's a small chance that they could be Batman. And then Tim Pool said, well, hold on. He could be.
It could be.
At least that's in a realm of reality.
Yeah, what he can't be.
He could become a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Technology could advance. He could become well-versed in martial arts and have no problem with PTSD or trauma and go save, you know, Gotham City or New York.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? There is zero chance that my son could be a woman.
Nope.
Zero.
None.
This is not reality, and more importantly, this is demonic. There is a 0.06% chance that your child could be transgender. And I don't even like that statistic.
I don't either.
It's giving it a reality that it actually exists.
Yep, that's true.
It is a mental illness
mm-hmm.
that needs to be eradicated. And to quote Charlie Kirk, okay? Got to give Charlie credit where credit's due here. We're just going to outbreed these people.
Yeah.
We're not going to win the arguments mm-hmm. against people that are pro cutting off genitals of children.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to win the argument. We're just going to outbreed them.
Yeah.
In 20, 30 years, they're going to be having gay sex and never procreate, right? They're going to mutilate their genitals. They're not going to have any children. And we're just going to outbirth rate them 4-1.
Yeah, period.
30 years from now, we ain't going to have this problem no more because all these people are going to be eradicated.
It's funny, the sexual mentality of kids today versus 20 years ago. I remember seeing like one of those political cartoons like 20 years ago. And it was a cartoon picture, and it was two little kids, and the boy was standing on top of the girl's head, and both of them were naked, but no body parts, you know, just two naked kids, one on top of the other, stacked. And the caption at the bottom is like, okay, we're both naked, I'm on top of you, when is this supposed to start feeling good? That was the mentality. Now, man, these freaking 12, 13-year-olds know more
they're
about
not
sex
teaching,
than I do.
They're not teaching biology in school. They're teaching actual sexual acts. Yeah. By the way, make sure to get your super questions in. $5 or more, we read you at the 9:30 mark. $100 or more, you email Todd at DearAmerica.com. We're going to send you something personal and signed.
Got it.
It makes really good firewood. Okay. All right. Let's go here. Okay, real quick. Here's an article. This is a real article. This is, look, we're bringing you this because our world is under spiritual attack. If you believe that to be true,
man,
comment yes or no in a comment. This is, and we don't have time to go through this one, but a Kentucky Democrat, go figure, suggests that we make sex dolls to protect kids from pedophiles. It will give pedophiles a release to have sex with these child sex dolls.
That's
our solution, is to build perverted child sex dolls.
Yeah, I don't see how that works.
For demonic perverts.
I don't see how that works. I see that as throwing lighter fluid on the fire.
I got a better idea. Why don't we build these child sex dolls for pedophiles, and then every single person that buys one immediately
goes
gets arrested
to jail.
And goes
yes.
to jail for the rest of their life.
Yes.
I just solved pedophilia.
Boom.
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 And then castrate
Done.
Them while you're
yep.
at it.
Perfect.
And never let them see the light of day again.
Perfect.
Don't mess with kids.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
And dude, because 95% of them are pedophilic men
mm-hmm.
that just want to, oh my God.
That's all the drag
you
shows.
Are
you
are demonic,
yep.
possessed demons, and you don't deserve to walk the Mm-mm. streets of humanity.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
All right,
nope.
real quick, Six Flags opened up in Atlanta. Let's see who all wants to go.
Yeah.
Play the clip. Look at the madness. Police are already there. Surviving. Atlanta Six Flags. Look at this.
And like they were, it was
wow.
It was mass casualty.
Don't
man.
Take
they,
your kids to Six
Flags.
Flags.
Not in Atlanta. You
no.
better not, because
oh
they were
goodness.
Shooting guns at cops. It was insanity.
All
man.
Right, real quick. Because go to my page really quick.
Okay.
Because we would be a fool to not talk about this. Just right there. Yep. Scroll down just a little bit. Just a little. Right there. Okay.
Here?
Nope. The one above it. Leading report. Okay. Real quick. Click on it. By the way, for those of you who missed it, and comment in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Comment in the chat.
I can't believe we missed this.
If you knew this was real or not. So now the CDC advises people to treat COVID the same as the flu.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, comment in the chat. Did you know? Go to the chat. I want people to see this chat. Go to the chat. If you knew this the entire time, hit yes or no in the chat. Blow the chat up. I want people to see the chat while we do this. If you knew that these people were lying to us, if you knew that these people were pieces of human garbage the entire time, comment yes or no in the chat. I want the chat to blow up. I want the world to see that the people that followed these people's instructions, these liars' instructions, that they were evil. They were sheep. They were manipulated. Ladies and gentlemen, we were demonetized. We had people lose their jobs.
Yep.
You lost your job. Your business shut
Military
down.
Military members
Military
got
members
kicked out.
Got
yeah.
kicked out. Your children got behind 3-4 years in education over a lie. And now they're telling us that it's the same as the flu. If you knew that it was true, look at the chat.
It's
look
going
at the chat.
Crazy.
Blow the chat up if you knew it was true. These people, lawsuits should be given in every aspect of the word. Monetary damages, physical and emotional damages, mental damages. The list goes on and on. If you knew this to be true, and you stood firm, I applaud you. Give me an applause, Taz. Absolutely, I applaud you for standing your ground. These people should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Look at the chat.
It's going nuts.
Look at the chat.
But you know they're going to spin it. They're going to spin it. They're going to say, well, it's because of the COVID vaccination that you can now treat it like the flu. That's how they're never going to come back and
bunch
say
of liars.
Anything that we just said.
Bunch of
they're
liars.
They're never going to admit it. And they're going to continue to demonetize. They're going to continue to red flag post. If you were to post a mRNA vaccine with mitochondria, or whatever it is, if you were to post that on Instagram or Facebook right now, they'd still pop you. They'd still put up the fake news crap on it, even with this new announcement by the CDC.
They're
going to
hit this video, and we're going to post it anyway because I don't care.
That's a fact.
Speaking of also, like, full of crap, California! Man, Al Gore is rolling over in his soon-to-be hellfire grave at this point. California, remember this whole climate change stuff. Never forget. We're all going to boil alive.
Yeah.
And it's so bad that we're going to have immense flooding.
How dare you?
And things are going to raise a fourth of an inch across this thing. Yeah. All of a sudden, though, California is hit in March by a snowstorm. Play it.
Oh my God.
180, 140 mile an hour winds or something like that, they said.
How dare you? Jesus, looks like Alaska.
Look at that. Look at that global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Look at that global warming.
Jeez. That dog is loving it.
Wow. All right, pause it.
That's insane.
All right, real quick before we get into our first round of super questions, and here we go. Let's go to the Supreme Court here. So the Supreme Court is set to make a decision on whether or not Trump can be barred from the 2024 ballot today. Mm-hmm. At some point today. So get your super questions in if you want them to be answered here at the 30 minute mark. $5 or more will go specifically. If you do $100 or more to help us stay independent, we'll send you something in the mail, and it'll be really great, and we appreciate every single one of you. The Supreme Court is going to start releasing their rulings at 10 a.m. today. The ruling is expected to be about the landmark ballot case. I think they're going to publish more than one ruling.
Mm-hmm.
At least one decision Monday. That means they're going to publish more. And we will, tomorrow, we'll report on what they actually say.
Mm-hmm.
But this is huge. This is a huge moment. It'll be big to see what they say and what they do. Let's see here. Here's what I think. I don't see any way that they can't allow him on the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they vote to not let him on the
then
ballot,
then he's off of all of them.
I see people rioting.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm not trying to incite violence here. I'm asking a legitimate question. If Trump is not allowed to be on the ballot, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not allowed to vote for the person that you want to vote for, what are you going to do? Comment in the chat and let me know.
This is the moment Nikki's been waiting for.
I'm not going to direct your response one way or another. I'm asking an honest question. If the Supreme Court comes and says, yeah, any state can take Trump off the ballot that they want, and the people can't vote for who they want to vote for, what are you going to do?
I'm going to buy guns and ammo, food, and all kind of stuff.
Maybe so. All right. Let's get into Ready Pantry real quick, and then we got to get into our first round of super questions. So stick around. Here we go. All right. Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? Because it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We see it all the time. Look what they did to us for COVID, and now we know that COVID is simply the flu. You need certain things when bad things happen. You need guns. You need ammo. You need water. You need medicine. And you need food. That's why my friends at Ready Pantry are doing it right. They have amazing food for breakfast, lunch, dinner that can sit and be stored for more than 20 35 years. They have a 72-hour option, a one-week supply, a one-month supply. These guys are the real deal. Ready Pantry offers discounts for 3, 6, and one-year supply of up to 20%. So all you got to do is go to readypantry.com/Graham and use the promo code Graham to save an additional 10% off your order. Plus, there's free shipping on all the orders. Do not get caught unprepared. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is already here. It's only going to get worse. Go to readypantry.com/Graham, promo code Graham now.
Just a minute. Look at that young guy right there. Look at that young dude right there.
Yeah, that was several years ago.
Was that picture taken at my old, was that one of the ones taken at my old house?
Yeah, when we had the photo shoot. Yeah.
My old house. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Okay, before we get into the political stuff, I want to get into the super questions.
Here we go.
Let's do it. So,
all right, first,
name how much they donated their
got
question.
It. Let's got give them. All let's right, give so them the first here. One is from Teresa Leon. $100 donation.
Whoa,
here.
Thank you. $100
donation.
Thank you very much.
Please tell me where Graham's friend went for holistic cancer treatment.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, believe it or not, it was in California. I owe you that answer. I'm going to get with him today and find out the exact name.
Yeah, I got your email, and I did send it
Todd's
to him.
Todd's got your email,
yep,
and so I'm going to find out that answer today, and I will send you the information of where he went for holistic cancer treatment, because I do believe, and this is not me saying that cancer treatments don't work. However, there's a lot more money in keeping you sick and needing you on medications for longer.
That's a fact.
Than there are in actually healing you. All right, next.
Next one from Gibble Sneak, $5 donation.
Okay.
When are we going to stop complaining about everything, and actually start doing something as people on the right, not the wrong?
It's not bad enough yet.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's
really not.
The fact of the matter is, I tell people all the time, one of the most simplistic things you can do is stop paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everybody's like, oh my gosh, Graham said you can't pay taxes.
And we had a whole special on that one day.
Oh, Graham, how are we supposed to pay taxes? They take the taxes out of our thing. You have this thing called deductions. You can select max deductions. You're right. If you're a W-2 employee, there's nothing you can do. Trust me, as an employer, they would love to pay you as a W-9 contractor because it actually costs them less money. So an employer, if they're paying you a W-2 salary of $60,000 a year, that employer is actually paying like $70,000 a year because they got to deduct the taxes. They got to do all this stuff. And then, so the employer's getting taxed more, and then you're getting stuff taken out of your check. So you're getting less money. Mm-hmm. The employer's spending less money. The whole thing
Let me tell you what the answer is not. And I've read this several times in the comment section. Why should I vote? Because my vote doesn't mean anything. That's the wrong answer. You still got to go out there and you still got to do your duty and cast your vote, period. I don't care if you're in a red county, red state, you still got
to
do it.
Yeah. And I'm not telling people to stop filing taxes. That's how you go to
prison.
That's
how you go to jail.
Okay.
That's how you Wesley
Snipes. That's how you go to jail. All right. But here's what I'm saying. Okay. The IRS says you owe them $50,000. Okay. Prove it. One. And then two, okay, you prove I owe you these taxes. Okay, well, I'm going on a 10-year payment plan.
Yeah.
That's $5,000 in a year. You break that out over a monthly, but no, screw you. Mm-hmm. No. There are ways to pinch them where it hurts. The thing is, somebody said, we'll go to jail. If 0.06% of the population stop paying taxes, there ain't enough jails.
Man.
There ain't enough manpower in the country to come after you. But I digress. Next question.
All right, next question. We got a $100 donation
from
a longtime listener, Shockwave_21. He just simply says, I'll take a signed hat or shirt. Oh, and FJB.
Love it. Absolutely.
Love it.
Coming your way. Next.
Bud. All right. Rolling. Here we go. From Harsh Realism, $5 donation. What would be your advice for those that got the shot? It's one of the biggest regrets I've ever had in my 40 years, but it was a shot. And let me answer this one because something happened to me this weekend.
All right, go for it.
So let me just go ahead and air this out. I have been having neurological problems for a couple months now, meaning I'm getting the pins and needles tingling every time my body temperature goes up.
I remember when we talked about this.
Well, Saturday night, And it's only when my core temperature, my body temperature goes up. Saturday night, I had to be rushed to the emergency room because I had a seizure. And it was legit. I was coherent.
Why am I just now hearing about this?
Because I'm okay. Well, I think I'm okay. I've got an MRI scan for when I get back home. They did a CT scan, checked some blood work.
Whoa. You had a seizure and you didn't tell me about it?
Well, I mean, it was late. And I was coming home. I was going to tell you. Anyway, I got scared because I initially thought I've got a lot of MS history in my family. But the scans were clean. The blood work was good. And so I've got to follow up with an MRI.
Stop. Dear God, we pray right now. We pray 1,000,000% your hand of healing over Todd right now. Lord, we believe in miracles. We believe in your healing hand. We know, Lord, that you can remove the poison out of his body from that demonic, horrific shot that they forced him and so many others, hundreds of millions of people to take. Dear Lord, we pray right now, total and complete healing. No medical treatments, no more pills, no more nothing. We pray 1,000,000% your hand, your physical touch over him, absolute healing, no more seizures, no more nothing. 100% bigger, better, and badder than ever. Todd Spears, we pray this in your holy name. Amen. All right, continue.
Thank you for that. So my advice, and I don't know if it's due to the shot or if it's some kind of neuropathy, I don't know. But I would go get checked out by a doctor if anything is happening to your body that doesn't normally happen, which that's what's going on with me.
All right. Yes. Next. All right.
Well,
we got to hurry up. Five more minutes. Then we'll move you to the end of the show. Super question.
All right. We have a monthly supporter. Thank you, Conservative Robin.
Conservative Robin. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. All right. Here we go. Two beans and cream. $5 donation.
Ooh, I like that. Two beans and cream.
Yeah, I know. That is cool. Have y'all seen this? Wondering if you think it's a real problem or a hoax. I got it from a very good source, but I trust your opinion. And it's hold up. It's a link. We might have to get back to you on that one. It's how the Texas fires started.
Yeah.
It's probably that laser thing. Have you seen that? The green beam?
That or it's intentional. I mean, what was it? The last California wildfire?
Well, and the Gatlinburg, too, was started by two kids.
They got the videos of that freaking kid just setting stuff on fire. Yeah. All right.
Posh Beauty, $5 donation.
Thank you.
What search engine do you guys use?
Oh my gosh. If you hadn't have asked me. It's concern. Hang on. Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. And I get a lot of flack. And I heard the comments last Friday was, you guys are wearing Nike. Guys, there's pretty much not many companies out there, whether it be wearing stuff. I use Google. I still use Google. I know I'm
Brave Search is a good one.
Brave
Obviously,
Search.
DuckDuckGo. It's not it's not amazing, but it's not Google by anything.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, yeah. And back to the Nike thing. Hey, look, man, we're replacing our stuff as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
100%.
You won't see me in a Nike shirt for the rest of the week.
When you show us your FaceTime of you wearing a burka while you're watching the show, then we'll go from there. But, we can only walk around half naked as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right. We got another $100 donation from LA. LAF96, and he or she simply says, Jesus is king.
Jesus is king, baby.
Amen.
100%. Thank you. All right, we got to move on to the show.
And that was the last one anyway.
We're going to do more super questions at the end of the show. So $5 or more, you help contribute to what we're trying to do here. It helps keeps us untethered by people. Mm-hmm. $100 or more donation gets you something free and something signed sent to you. But we got to talk about Donald J. Trump. And this is the part of the episode where I remind you to hit that like button, hit that share button, and comment in the chat. Donald Trump ran the hat trick on Nikki Haley. And Noah got so worried.
He didn't respond to my text last night.
Because I said hat trick, and I think he thought I was talking about something perverted. A hat trick is when you score three goals in hockey.
He's like, I think we removed the hat trick. He's like,
I don't know if we put hat trick in there.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
No, I'm not talking about running a trick. That's just because. What do you think trick or treat means? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? Nothing. Anyway,
that's
Noah.
That young mind.
Noah got super paranoid. He was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Young mind.
I was talking about hockey, bro. Like they get three goals. All right. So Donald Trump, and it wasn't just he won. It was an utter and complete just destruction of Nikki Haley here. So this is Michigan, mind you.
Yeah.
So almost 800,000 people voted in the primary in Michigan, and Trump won by 42 points. Mm. 42 points. All right, let's go to the next one here. What is this, Missouri?
Yep.
All right, Missouri.
I can't figure this one out.
This is a weird one they do.
It's like, very weird.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's really like. It
just, and this is current.
It's
this
the delegated voters or whatever. Yeah. But either way, he won 100% of the vote, but gained 51 delegates out of it. All right, Idaho. Let's go to Idaho. All right, Idaho. Here we go.
This.
Wow. Now, I want you to remember, like, Nikki Haley has been spending hundreds of millions of dollars. She's been campaigning everywhere. Mm-hmm. This is Idaho. 33,000 people voted in Idaho, which is really good. Idaho, you know, it's not that populated area. He beat her by, what is that?
69%.
69% of the vote.
You know, we didn't look at...
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no race. There's
ooh,
no race.
Look at that. All right, so this is Michigan. We didn't look at this.
Oh, thank you.
623,000.
Hold on. Genius, Todd. 101,000 people uncommitted.
Uncommitted.
Somehow, an uncommitted gained two delegates.
Yeah.
How does that even happen?
Yep.
All right.
So he got 623, and Trump got set. So he beats him in Michigan.
So Trump's getting more votes, and over 100,000 people are uncommitted from Joe Biden.
Then you've got Missouri.
Let's go here. Let's see. Missouri does it weird.
Yeah.
All right. God, next, go to Idaho.
Idaho.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, they must do it weird too.
Or is it different? Oh, okay. It's different.
It's different dates.
Yeah, it doesn't even start till May. Okay. Yep. Well, either way, go back to Michigan. This is huge. Go back to the Democrat side. Again, this is the second time that we've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time that we have seen hundreds of thousands of people that are uncommitted to Joe Biden.
Mm.
That speaks volumes to Joe Biden is in trouble. Joe Biden is absolutely in trouble, and this is why Joe Biden will not be the nominee.
Nope.
And again, I know some of you think that I'm crazy about Big Mike.
You still own that.
I'm holding on to it. Okay, if it's not Joe Biden, one, do you believe Joe Biden is running in the election? Yes or no? I want to know where you people, I want to know where you guys stand. Comment in the chat. Do you guys believe that Joe Biden will be the nominee in November? Not that he won't get it in August or whatever it is. Do you believe that on the ballot in November, Joseph R. Biden is going to be the Democrat person? No. See, I agree. I don't think he's going to be. So then the question amounts
who?
It can't be Kamala Mala. It can't be her. Come on, it can't be
no
her.
Montel joke.
So I'm trying to do better. Anyway,
good job.
So in my mind, you've only got two people, and that's Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. Mm. So honestly, okay, if it's not Joe Biden, and there's really only two other viable candidates or alternatives, who is it going to be? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom, arguably the most hated man on the planet?
Yeah, he's pretty
even
close.
Even everyone in California
hates
him.
They love him in China, though.
They love him in China. Okay, so is it Big Mike or is it Devil Gavin? Which one?
Mm. Or RFK.
No, he's running as independent. They'll kill him first.
Mm.
Who do you think? Big Mike, Newsom. All right, we're pretty divided here. Newsom, AOC, Tlaib, no, never going to happen. The Rock, no, he's already come out and said he's not doing it.
Haley will switch. I think that's possible.
Now, that is a real possibility there.
I think that's possible.
And the one reason behind that is because Nikki Haley did win. Trump was 8-0, and now he's 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Haley did win 19 delegates out of Washington, D.C.
And that's all you need to know.
If you ever needed a reason as to why Nikki Haley is not the person that conservatives should be voting for, it is the fact that she won the dirtiest, raunchiest, sleaziest, most Democrat, evil, demonic driven place that you can possibly have. And that's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley won Washington, D.C. She can't win her home in South Carolina, but she can win Washington, D.C.
Of course she can.
Because she's in the back of a Cadillac in every corner of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Having meetings, Todd.
I didn't say a word.
About why she would be a better female president.
I gotta start hiding my face better.
All right, here we go. All right, so Trump is poised to take Super Tuesday in a sweep.
Yep.
So real quick, we're going to run you guys through what goes down on Super Tuesday. Does it have a combination of how many points are available at the top?
No.
Or is it at the bottom?
I don't know. This is just the...
I wonder. I
didn't really look at everything.
Right now, he's got a 61-point lead.
Yep,
okay, all right, we'll just go state to state real quick. All right, so Alabama first, alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
He's up by 75 points in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, California, let's look at this. So this is California here.
Mm-hmm.
California has a 47, Trump has a 47-point lead over Haley in California, mm-hmm. a 77-point lead in Maine. Good Lord, this is a bloodbath. Keep going. Massachusetts, we've got 65 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, 76 to 14. North Carolina, 68 to 20. That's 47 points. Oklahoma.
That's going to be a blowout.
Is 88%.
Yeah, these Tennessee, next three are going to be a blowout. 88%.
Texas is 75%. Utah, 49%. Percent of registered, okay, so 49% lead to 22%. Vermont, 30-point lead. Virginia, let's see, 51 to 43%. So Virginia, Virginia is a purple state, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't sit for 1 second.
That's it.
But that's huge.
Yep.
That means she ain't winning none of them. Nikki Haley will not win a single race on Super Tuesday.
So. Man, I wish we knew, like,
how many delegates are up for grabs on Super Tuesday? I don't know off the top of my head. If anybody knows, let me know, because it's one that I just don't know the exact number. How many delegates on Super Tuesday?
Keep talking.
No, I want to see how fast you do this under pressure here.
Oh, yeah. There are 865 Republican delegates that will be allocated.
Woo! 865.
All right, well, let's look. Say if he wins all 865, what's the delegate count now?
No. Just do current Trump delegate total. Current Trump delegate total. Total. Where's Trump sitting right now? Come on, give me the current. No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. Tracking delegate count. There we go. Come on.
244.
So 864.
That won't put him over.
He's got to be 12.
That won't put him over.
He'll be 100. He'll be 100 away.
He'll be close.
I mean, but that's the point. Like he's going to sweep Super Tuesday. There's no path of victory.
It'll be close.
And now here's the concerning part, because Nikki Haley is now proving that she is a liar. Go figure. Nikki Haley's a liar. Nikki Haley is now coming out and taking back her things. This is Nikki Haley admits she only signed the RNC pledge to support the eventual nominee in order to get on the debate stage. Play the clip.
Taken the prospect, the possibility of endorsing him off the table at this point?
It's not anything I think about. What I have said
is it off the table, Ambassador? It sounds like you are in a different place. Are people misinterpreting what you're saying? Have you moved to a place where you're no longer planning to endorse him?
Well, I think, first of all, if you talk about an endorsement, you're talking about a loss. I don't think like that. When you're in a race,
you don't
think about losing. You think about continuing to go forward. What I can tell you is I don't think Donald Trump or Joe Biden should be president. I don't think that we need two candidates in their 80s. I don't think we want a Joe Biden who calls his opponents fascists or a Donald Trump who calls his opponents vermin. no one wants that. I think people want a new generational leader that is going to go back to what the American dream is, what we want for our kids, in a place that's something that we can be proud of again.
Let me try it this way. You did sign a pledge, an RNC pledge, to support the eventual
nominee. Shut up and answer the question.
Do you still feel bound by that pledge?
I have always said that I have serious concerns about Donald Trump. I have even more concerns about Joe Biden.
So is that a no? Are you bound by the RNC pledge?
The RNC pledge, I mean, at the time of the debate, we had to take it to where would you support the nominee? And you had to, in order to get on that debate stage, you said yes. The RNC is now not the same RNC. Now it's
so you're no Trump's longer bound by that pledge.
No, I think I'll make what decision I want to make, but that's not something I'm thinking about.
Pause. And
I
and everybody got mad at Donald Trump for saying no.
No, yeah.
But at least he was honest. He's like, I'm not signing that stupid pledge. Mm-mm. Like, no.
No.
Again, I'd have had more respect for him at the beginning. She's like, I ain't signing that thing. But you did sign it, which proves that you are a compromiser, which proves that you are not worth it. And then right here, the report of it, she suggests she's no longer bound by the RNC pledge to support the GOP nominee.
Can you explain that a little bit? When you like the RNC pledge?
It is not a binding thing, okay? Yeah. It is basically a... this is what it's supposed to mean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, as the candidate, realizing that you might not be who the people choose, do you promise to adhere to the will of the people and support who the GOP Republican nominee is?
Ah.
So it's not a binding thing. But it is a...
Are you going to do the right thing? And if the people hate you, are you going to say, okay, they hate me, I'm going to go with this guy?
Yeah, but that's the point. And this is what I've been saying about Nikki Haley, is she doesn't actually care about the will of the people.
Obviously.
She wants to do whatever it is. She has no shot at the GOP, so I don't know what her end goal is. Maybe she is going to switch to be a Democrat here in a minute. But the main part is... she has said that, I mean, at least, and people got mad at Trump when he did it, but at least he was freaking honest about it. No, I ain't signing that stupid piece of paper.
Yeah.
Because I believe, no, I'm not doing it. Well, and people, the people that had a problem with that are like, well, why should Nikki do it if Trump's da 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 da? Well, it's the same thing. Yep. So, real quick, all right, ladies and gentlemen, the economy. It's getting worse. I don't know if you've checked gas prices lately. It's starting to suck out there again. It's almost like somebody called that. But either way.
Don't know who that was.
Now is the time to protect your money, protect your finances. Please do me a favor and simply text the word Graham to 989898 right now to check out our friends over at Birch Gold. They have thousands and thousands of five-star ratings with an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau because they're helping people take their savings, their IRAs, their 401ks. All you got to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. Help us break their servers today. It may not be for you, okay? Not everybody can do it. Not everybody's at a place where they can try to protect the money that they've saved, but some of you it is, and there's no strings attached. It is simply a free information kit that they send to you, and all you got to do, literally while you're watching this, just swipe up on your phone, you still see this show, and text the word Graham to 989898 right now. Help us break Birch's servers. Protect yourself and your family. Free information is vital information. But now, here's the point where you need to share this video.
Because it's finna get deep.
And give us some super questions on this.
It's finna get deep.
Because our military has been infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
And our military is not what it once was. Our military is gone. So somebody asked this question the other day, so I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way before you ask it for the end of the show. Graham, would you encourage your children to join the military? Absolutely not. Mm. In fact, I would tell them, no, don't go anywhere near it. Mm. Because the military that is here today is not the military of yesterday.
No, it's not.
And no, make them hurt. Mm. Make them pay for what they're doing to our military. Okay, so here we go. We already talked about this, but the U.S. Army cut its force by 24,000 due to recruiting shortfalls. Well, I wonder why. Here's some of our leaders. Go back to that photo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Here's some of our leaders down here.
Yep. Look at this guy.
Who wouldn't want to serve under these sane individuals' commands?
Yeah. And I like this. This I saw this picture. This really pisses me off, and I'm gonna blow this up. But
it's so the
this is the American flag on the far left. The American flag, and this is a color guard. The American flag is supposed to be higher than any other flag that mm-hmm. they carry. It's dang near the lowest. Look at the one that's the highest.
Yeah.
Your pride flag
and then
is
that's
higher.
The transgender one, right?
I don't know what that one is.
All right, either way,
rainbows.
Videos came out over the weekend, and comment what you think while we play this here. All right, this is a minute 53 seconds, and unfortunately, we're going to play the whole thing. But this is an actual... So in the military, for those of you who are vets or have veteran spouses, you get PowerPoint presentations given to you all the time.
Oof.
This is now one of the mandatory classes that you must take. Here we go.
We have inclusion across all groups in the military. Come back tomorrow morning for the first 10 minutes and then run away. I'm going to focus a little bit
this
more
is a
today
man, by the
on
way.
My story and that
oh,
of
great.
Transgender service members and how and why that fits into the picture
Pause.
Of why inclusion.
His name is Colonel. This is a Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Bree Fram, and the title of this class is From First to the Future, Why Inclusion Matters. Ladies and gentlemen, our military is gone. Our military is broken. Play it.
Matters. Why does it matter to us as a military? Why is it not
does
a negative
it?
That some people may believe it to be?
It is.
And how do we as leaders use it to enhance mission
You're not a leader, you're a demon.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
This was less than 2 years ago, 2 days after a 10-hour surgery that opened me up from here to here and washed out all my insides with chemotherapy after removing several organs. I was terrified. This was, as I said, this was 2 days later, and I was still terrified. Not that I was going to die, which was certainly a consideration before the surgery, but that I'd never put the uniform back on again.
You shouldn't be allowed to.
You shouldn't be allowed to.
All of us come into the service knowing there will be a day we take the uniform off for the final time. We hope that it is on our terms. In many cases, it's not. That is the cost of service. But we want to get to that day where it is our choice whether or not we take this uniform off.
What does this have
and
to
I did
do
not
with
know
anything.
That I would be healthy enough to ever put it on again. But there is a reason that I wanted to stay, that I wanted to be part of this military service. And I hope by the end of what we get through today, you'll realize exactly what...
Okay, all right. I have personal... interest in what this thing just said. So it had a major surgery, and apparently he was still healthy enough and she's sitting here talking about some people, you know, we want to take our uniform off on our own terms. I just had hip replacement, and so now I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, this just hit me. I begged the Army for me to stay.
Yeah.
When I had hip replacement.
Well, they don't
beg the Army.
They don't want you.
Yeah.
They don't want
this.
Me.
They want this.
Because we represent the old dinosaur bigoted way of the military. And this brave, mentally
unstable,
disturbed man.
Man.
M-A-N. M-A-N-N.
Man. Man. So this gets to stay.
So here's another thing, though. So your tax dollars paid for his surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet, he's still allowed to serve.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't worry, we got more.
This is the better one.
Okay,
right here.
So here we go. So this is the same dude, right?
Yep, same dude.
Yeah, all right. This is, so I guess he's in the Space Force.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Space Force.
Go figure. They want the aliens to be able to meet this person first, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
This is what he has to say. What is this, about pronouns?
Yeah, this is the demanding respect.
All right, here we go.
All too often, I hear leaders talk about providing everyone with dignity and respect like it's an aspirational goal. That's not good enough. Dignity and respect is the bare minimum. It's the floor of where we can be. We must set our sights higher and focus on intentional inclusivity.
No.
Because there are still far too many people out there, not just LGBTQ individuals, that feel marginalized, shut out, or discriminated against. So for all of you out there, I ask you to set out your symbols
like
of pride.
Look at these in the crowd.
Share
these
your pronouns in your email.
Those were the ones that were made to show up.
If you're a person
up.
Who doesn't think they need to. Initiate difficult conversations about racial and gender barriers and share a bit of your vulnerability in a way that draws others in. You all have the power to take intentionally inclusive actions to ensure the multiple perspectives that we know make us stronger as we devise winning warfighting strategies.
How are you devising winning warfighting strategies when you say things like share your pronouns in your emails?
Yeah.
Demand people to have conversations.
How are you winning a war?
How are you? Look, and so just so you know, this is what this insane mentally person used to look like.
That's it, right there.
Ironically, I will say this is the first time ever he looks better as a woman. I guess. But look, while the rest of the world is preparing to destroy and murder and kill Americans, we're talking about including emails, pronouns in our emails. Mm-hmm. And then we have a freaking presentation of him talking about your taxpayer dollars paying for his transgender surgery, and you're paying for every single one of his medications, not that are war time or combat related issues.
Yeah.
No. Just because he's mentally insane.
Mm-hmm.
But what's ironic is we're not paying for all of his, psychiatric care that he needs.
And I'd have no problem with that.
And more importantly, this dude is a colonel and he's in charge of
other people.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain this to you and let me explain this to you clearly. We cannot go to war.
No.
Because if we go to war, we will be destroyed because of who is currently in our military. Because our military has been infiltrated. Mm-hmm. Our military has been infiltrated not only by woke indoctrination, but also demonic presence and demonic spirits and evil. Our military is gone.
And absolutely gone. And understand this. And for the people that are in the service, that are NCOs, you'll understand what I'm about to say. But for the folks that have never served and don't understand, we're not saying the military as a whole is bad. You probably still have the majority of guys that are like me and Graham, and we serve, but I don't think it's the majority. But the problem is the leaders. These are the leaders.
Yeah.
Leaders train other leaders, and guys like me and Graham, who were NCOs that are the backbone of the military service, we can't do nothing because these are the leaders.
There are still good people in the military, and they're the old guys that are 2 years from retirement.
Mm-hmm. And when they go,
it's over.
It's done.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The days of the soldiers like us and the war fighters,
they're done.
Gone.
The sheepdog.
They're gone.
Gone.
That's what we're trying to say. I don't believe it's half. I believe I'll give you max 30%.
So let me ask you, how do you feel? Because I'm probably going to get lit for this. I don't care. I think the biggest mistake DOD made was lifting the don't ask, don't tell policy.
100% agree.
I think that was the biggest mistake they made.
100% agree. Don't ask, don't tell needs to be put back into place.
That for sure.
Transgenderism, out.
Yep.
The end.
For sure.
If you took ADHD medication past the age of 13, you can't join.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be in the military and no.
And take puberty blockers.
It is 1,000,000% evil, woke indoctrination. All right. That's all we got for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the final super questions of the day.
All right.
And let's end this thing out.
Big government sucks 13, $5. No. You should try the Mexican hat dance song for Tony instead of Johnny Cash.
We should.
That's a good one.
I don't even know if that's what it is. All right.
No, that's the polka chicken dance or something. Anyway.
I don't know.
All right. Dee Dee Fowler, 1956. How come we didn't go after the Biden crime family with the RICO Act? Ooh, that's a good question.
Hold on. Somebody just said just announced. Google it. Did they announce the verdict for Trump?
All right. Well, answer the RICO question. All right, I'm looking.
Because we didn't go after Biden, and because it's Joe Biden. That's why. It's not a how come we didn't do it. It's because the people in charge, they don't want to go after Joe Biden. Let's see. SCOTUS blog is normally...
What are you doing? I'm not doing any of this. Go away.
SCOTUS blog is normally where they update it.
Right there?
Well, you can go to SCOTUS blog on Twitter, too, but click on it. Hang on. Somebody just said they made an announcement. Let's see. Go to Twitter. Go to Twitter. Go to Twitter and type in SCOTUS blog. Hold on. Just wait. Bear with us real quick. Somebody said they just made an announcement. Let's see. Let's see what they're saying here.
I'm not trying to tweet anything.
All right.
Supreme that Donald Trump can run for president and will remain on the 2024
breaking
ballot.
News right Woo! There. Donald Trump, the Supreme Court said, screw you. Yep. You woke, indoctrinated, yes. anti-constitution, horrific pieces of human garbage. Donald Trump can remain. Round of applause.
Yeah, baby.
Right there, right here on the show, live. Hey, go to the live chat right now. Go to live chat right now. If you are so excited that the Supreme Court did their job, I want you to comment yes in the comment. Blow the comment section up. I want the people to see it, Todd. Show it on the screen right now. Show the screen. Donald Trump is going.
Go,
blow the chat
baby.
Up. Blow it up. Are you pumped that the Supreme Court did their job right now? Blow up the chat. Look at it. Look at it go. Look
it's
at
flying.
It go. Go, baby. Go, baby. Go, baby, go, baby, go. This is the reality. We are the majority. Your voice has power. And look at those chats soar, baby. Look at it. Can't even keep up.
Nope.
Woo! One more round of applause, Todd. The Supreme Court did their job. Good job, baby.
All
good
right,
for you.
Super chat.
Woo! Right here on the show. Wow. That's awesome.
$5 from Bat Prime. Haitia. Declare state of emergency as thousands break out of jail. Do you think they're all coming here with Clinton money?
100%. Absolutely.
$5 from Dixie South saying still voting Trump.
There you go. Look, you're not the only one.
I can't keep up.
You're not the only one.
I can't keep up. B-Walls 88, Malachi 4:3, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Absolutely. When do you feel we need to tread down evil? Define the word tread.
I think we're already there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're already at a point that it's time for us to be prepared to do whatever we must do to suppress and to take out the evil in our country. I believe we're already
100%. There. Moral Compass with Ariel. I just recommended watching Letters to the American Church. These people are here to destroy the nuclear family, no different than the same Marxists and dictators like Hitler, BLM, and LGBT.
Absolutely.
100% agree.
It's an amazing movie. You have to watch it. The contrast between now and Nazi Germany and the Christian church during Nazi Germany time, it's scary. Next.
Touch my screen. $5 from S. Wilcox 2013. I feel like the woke military is worse for the U.S. than the border. We can fix the border, but the military trust will be harder to fix. 100% agree with that.
Absolutely.
100% agree. $20 from Miss Durham 2015. When Trump gets in, can he change the way the military is done?
Absolutely, he can. He is the commander-in-chief of the military. That is why it is ultimately important to get Donald Trump back in office.
$5 from Nukles McGroin. Hey, what's up, Nukes? I am 2 years away from retirement now, and I'm absolutely disgusted with this ideology. They're more worried about making everyone feel included, and we are not an equal opportunity employer.
Absolutely.
100% agree with that.
Thank you for that.
Thanks,
and
Nukes.
Yeah, thank you for the verification.
Right, I think we got one more here that just popped up. Yep. $5 from Donna 0629. Yes, voting in person. Whoa.
Oh, for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying that she's voting in person.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Wow. I think that's the first time we've had breaking news on the show.
Awesome.
Shout out to the follower that said that because I just caught it in my thing. Dude, that was cool.
That was awesome.
That was really cool. Thank you guys so much for watching this show. If you enjoyed this show, make sure to hit that like button. If this is your first time watching the show, make sure to hit the follow button. Go back and leave a comment in the actual comment section. Now that we know that Donald Trump can be on the ballot, who do you want Donald Trump's running mate to be? Let's get the comments blowing up. That's all we have for this episode. Todd, pray us out.
Let's do it. Let's all bow. Father, we just thank you again for another good show. Father, we thank you for giving us the platform that we have, that you give us the boldness to speak about you and to say your name with boldness and power, because we know that you come right behind it. Father, we ask that you meet every need, you meet every follower where they are, that you tend to every need that is out there, Lord, regardless of what the situation is. And Lord, if there is a follower out there that has never met you, that does not know you, that does not know your name, Father, I just ask that you send the Spirit there to convict them, to turn them, and to show them the love, mercy, and grace that is fresh for you every single day. Father, we love you. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us. And God, all God's people said,
amen. And as always, I'm Graham Allen, saying wake, not woke, trust in God, not the government. And as always, stay free.